it's halfway between south and west, then it's
southwestern.
And if it's halfway between north and west, then it's
northwestern.
And north and east.
Northeastern.
Okay. Let me see. And if sometimes there's a kind of rain that you can walk in. It'll be coming down, but it's coming down real light. You call that a
shower.
Okay. And if it's even lighter than that, then it's what?
Drizzle.
And sometimes it'll be so light that it's sort of coming down, but you can walk for a long time and you will hardly even get wet. You call that a
dripping.
Okay. And then there's a kind of mist that sometimes at night comes up out of the ground or up out of the river, or seems to at any rate.
Fog.
Okay. And if there's a lot of that, then you say tonight it's real
foggy.
Okay. And if you haven't had any rain for weeks and weeks, then you say you're having a
drought.
Okay. And let me see. And if it gets so cold that it might even kill the tomatoes or kill the flowers, then you say you had a
frost.
Okay. And if you're talking about a lake, maybe you'd say, last night it got so cold that the lake what?
Froze.
Okay. And if it gets, but in the past it has
frozen.
Okay. That gets us through just about the whole thing. Let's talk in general for a minute or two. I'm curious about a couple things. First of all, what about things in Augusta that you maybe expected me to ask about that I didn't ask about?
I don't know. There's nothing much to ask about.
Was there anything that's really important that you can think of that I missed?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. What about, let me see. Well, what about language in general? How do you feel about language and how it ought to be used? What do you have any ideas on that? What's your major is English here, isn't it? No. What?
Business administration.
Business administration. Well, how do you feel about language and?
You mean how it pertains to writing and stuff,
or just speech, or yeah.
Well, people usually use it the way they feel comfortable, and I don't know. I don't know that much.
Yeah. Well, English teachers are always saying you ought to speak this way or that way, mm-hmm. You know. Do you think that makes a lot of sense all the time?
Not all the time. Mm-hmm.
Like how, do you mean?
Just, you know, casual conversation is kind of awkward to use, you know, every word correctly, you know. You get tired of talking if you got to think, well, no, that's not right, you know, I got to use this other word, you know, things like that. I think casual talking, it should be more casual, you know. I have to think about, you know, what you're saying. It's more fun to speak casual.
Yeah. Do you find that you use that you speak different ways depending on who you're talking to?
Yeah.
Like what, for example?
In my business classes, I talk a different way. When I use more of the business terms, and then at home, I talk another way to my sisters and my parents.
Uh-huh.
Like to my sorority sisters, that's even another way, you know.
Uh-huh. So, Can you think of any maybe specific examples of ways that it's different?
In my business classes, I tend to be more correct, you know, in the words I use. And, you know, I think out what I'm going to say, you know, make sure it's, you know, in the right order and everything.
Mm-hmm.
At home, I just talk, you know, I stop.